Hey guys, got a faith-only piece coming at you right now. If you are a Christian, I am clearly speaking to you, as I am also a Christian. If you are not a Christian, then man, I am so humbled that you're giving me your time and your attention. And I hope and I pray that if you do invest the time and attention, the additional time and attention, to listen to a faith-only podcast that is coming from the perspective of a Christian, that God will speak to you. I pray and I hope that God will open your heart and He will open your mind, and this can be a seed along your own faith journey. So I hope you guys enjoy. Jim Schultz here for the F Cubed podcast, and man, we are back, and it is a Friday. It is almost 9 o'clock at night, but I am working hard to not miss too many days, man. So I wanted to get one out to you guys, and I especially wanted to get one out to you guys today because tomorrow is going to be an interesting day for me and my wife. So coming at you guys with another faith piece, man. We are supersetting the faith pieces together. We had one on Wednesday. We have one today. A nice little faith sandwich for you guys. So I think I'm going to end up titling this podcast Blessed Obedience, but I'm actually not sure yet. So you might see that on the title. I may call an audible at the last second. I'm not really sure. But either way, it really is about obedience. And it's about a specific kind of obedience. So if we... How do I want to start? Let's start with this. So if we look at God's word, so if we look at scripture, if we look at, you know, the Bible, it's really clear that there are certain things that God wants us to do. There are very clear, you know, commands that He wants us to follow. And one of those, well, two of those are fasting and tithing. Now, I chose these two because tomorrow is kind of related to one of these. And I also chose these two to use as my examples because I don't think there are two more controversial issues in the church than these two. Now, maybe there are. I don't know. I mean, when you start getting into like homosexuality and things like that, like, yeah, I guess we could probably find more controversial issues than these, but these are two of the top five for sure. And so I wanted to talk about this because I have decided to fast for a full day for the first time in my life. So I fasted a few months ago for only about maybe 10 or 11 hours in the middle part of the day. And it was pretty difficult, to be honest with you. It was quite challenging. But I wanted to do it, and I wanted to do it 100% for spiritual reasons. And so my wife, Autumn, is reading this book called Celebration of Discipline by, I think it's Richard Foster. And this book has had a profound impact on her. And so I'm kind of getting, you know, little excerpts along the way as she kind of reads and studies it with her mom's group at church. And it's really, really awesome. This guy is just top notch, man. And I mean, not only does he clearly love the Lord, but he just really gives me, you, us, these really challenging but practical insights into our lives. And so he's a real big proponent of fasting. And he talks about fasting and tithing too. And he brought up a really interesting point, a couple of points that I found to be not only very interesting, but also quite true. The first thing he said was, he was like, if you actually look back at the early Christians and you look back at how they lived, I mean, the early Jews, the beginning of the Christian church and all that kind of stuff. He said, it's really interesting that, you know, we make fasting a really big deal now. Like it's like this really special thing, which is what that's kind of how I've elevated it in my own mind for tomorrow. But he said, if you actually look back at history, people did this and it was just part of their lives. Like, they didn't think about it. They didn't turn it into a special thing. They didn't really elevate it, you know, in any particular way. They just did it because they felt like they should do it as part of, you know, following God's commands. So I thought that was pretty interesting. But then the second thing that he said that I think is so true, and I think it's so true because when I heard Autumn read it to me, I'm like, yeah, that's true. Because not only do I see that around me, but I actually feel that in my own heart. And it's this. In today's Western society, you know, I think a lot of people, both Christians and non-Christians, it doesn't necessarily matter, have a problem with both fasting and tithing. But in our Westernized, you know, not wanting to be inconvenienced, you know, not wanting to be put out of pocket in any way, I think a lot of people would much prefer to tithe rather than fast. I think our culture has such a tight hold on food and such a tight hold on our bodies that people would much rather just say, hey, let me just give you my money, then I don't have to worry about it. I don't feel bad about it. I'm like, hey, God, I tithed. Like, I don't need to fast. I tithed. And when I heard that, I said, oh my gosh, man, that is so true. Because that is like exactly how I feel. Now, the only thing I would add to that, which makes me look even worse, is, you know, for the longest time, because if you guys know me, you know, I'm really big into fitness, bodybuilding, that kind of stuff. For me, for the longest period of time, I didn't fast because I was like, oh man, I'm going to go catabolic. Like, I'm going to lose muscle. Like, I've worked way too hard for this muscle. And there, you know, there's a laundry list of other things I can do to please God. And, you know, so I'm going to work on those because there's no shortage of things that I need to work on. I'll leave the fasting for somebody else. Well, that's ridiculous. Like, it took me, you know, 37 and a half years to figure it out, but that is completely ridiculous. Like, you know, fasting for a day, I'm not going to lose any muscle. You're not going to lose any, no one's going to lose any. I mean, that's ridiculous. But that's how my own mind works. And so just in the spirit of being really honest and transparent with you guys, that's what really held me back for the longest time. And so tomorrow, I'm going to fast, and Autumn is going to fast too. She had been talking about fasting for the last couple of weeks, and maybe a multi-day fast actually, which I know I'm not ready for that yet. But hey man, you got to crawl before you can walk. And so she didn't put any pressure on me. She never really does. She was just sharing with me what was on her heart. And then this morning, when I was at the gym, of all places, I wasn't even thinking about it. I wasn't even, you know, like actively searching for it, but I felt God speak to me and say, hey, I think you should fast. And as soon as I heard him say that, my knee-jerk reaction was, yeah, that I should fast. And then my secondary knee-jerk reaction was, oh man, I don't want to do that. And so that's how I knew, yeah, I should probably do this. And so we're going to give it a go tomorrow, man. We are absolutely going to give it a go tomorrow. And I wanted to share that with you guys, not really for me and not really for what I'm doing, but to kind of encourage you guys. You know, I tried to lift you guys up on Wednesday with kind of from a sanctification angle. Well, let me lift you guys up today heading into the weekend from an obedience angle. And I can say this. I can say this both objectively and subjectively. God will bless your obedience. When you follow his commands, when you read his word and you act on what you have read, he will bless that. He will absolutely bless it. And this is not my opinion. Like, this is not like just how I feel. I mean, it's in scripture. It is absolutely in scripture. And so he is so pleased with us when we follow his commands. He is so pleased with us when we take action in his name. And so whether you're thinking about fasting or not, or tithing or not, or something else, right? Or just being more patient with your children, or, you know, there's a million examples that I could go through. Anything, I mean, you guys know, I mean, there's a thousand things that you could do. I just wanted you guys to remember, or know, if you don't really believe, if you've never really thought of this, God will bless your obedience. He cares. He's watching. And he just is so pleased when we follow through on his commands. And so I really just kind of wanted to share that with you guys. I mean, objectively and then subjectively, I mean, I can say the last couple of years, you know, I've really actively tried. The word obedience has taken on a new meaning for me. You know, I've talked a lot on the podcast about, you know, following God's rules, his laws, not because we have to, but because we want to. And a big part of the reason why I've been continually sharing that over and over and over again is not only because I feel like that's what a lot of people kind of get backwards with Christianity, but it's also because that's what's been on my heart for the better part of 2 years now. And that I'm like waking up every day, like I'm like, wow, I really want to live out God's word. I really want there to be action behind my faith. I don't feel like I need to. I don't feel like I'm required to. I feel like, man, I really want to please God today. And so it's really been just a constant act of obedience. Now, don't get me wrong. I have fallen short more days than I care to admit. But most days, you know, I do wake up and my heart is different. My heart is transformed, man. And so I just wanted you guys to hear that from me. And maybe this kind of pricks your own heart in a spirit of obedience. I don't know. You know, maybe it'll be today. Maybe it'll be tomorrow. Maybe it'll be a month from now. You know, you never know the path that God is going to send you down. And you never know, you know, which seeds that are planted in your life are going to get watered and which will never actually come to the surface. You know, and so it's really interesting in that regard. But the last thing I want to say is this about fasting. I mean, fasting and tithing. I mean, it's all over Scripture. It's all over Scripture. It's pretty clear that we are called to fast and to tithe. And I just want to point you guys to one verse. I think I don't have it in front of me. I had it earlier, but I don't have my notes in front of me for this podcast. I think it's Matthew 6:16. I know it's Matthew 6. I think it's 16, but don't check me on that, man. I might be wrong on that one. But in Matthew 6, most likely 16, Jesus says to the disciples, I believe he's talking to, he says, when you fast. Not if you fast. Not, hey, it would be really great if you fasted. Like, hey, here's a little thing that I'd like you to work towards. No, no, no. He said, when you fast. So in other words, we are called to fast. In other words, it's not really an option. And so, you know, maybe fasting is something you haven't considered before. Maybe fasting is something that's never really been on your radar. But, you know, you are trying to grow in the Christian faith. You are trying to grow in your relationship with God. Well, maybe give it a thought. I don't know. You know, maybe this speaks to you. Fasting and praying. I mean, when I did it a few months ago, it had a profound impact on me. Profound. And it was so clear and explicit, like I couldn't miss it if I tried. And it was so cool, man. So cool. And so I'm really excited about tomorrow. I'm excited about fasting just to see what God has in store for me. And I know that sometimes, you know, when God blesses our obedience, like, you know, my obedience tomorrow or your obedience tomorrow in the thing that you're going to, you know, try to be more obedient in, God's blessing may not be explicit. It may not be, you know, plain as day, but I know that it's happening. I trust that it's happening. I have full confidence that God is doing work in my life. And when I move closer to him by following his commands, man, he gets so happy with me and he gets so happy with you. And so anyway, I really say all that just to say, please pray for me tomorrow because I'm going to be hungry, man. I'm going to be hungry and, you know, I don't know how it's going to go, but I'm looking forward to it. And I'm so lucky to have, you know, the greatest woman in the world as my wife to stand beside me and we do these things together. And it's really, really amazing. So anyway, I hope you guys have a great weekend. I hope this lifted you up a little bit. I hope this encouraged you a little bit. We'll mix things up next week. We'll get back into some fitness and some finance, you know, because I know you guys listen to the podcast for different reasons. And so I don't want this to become just a faith-only podcast, although that wouldn't be the most terrible thing in the world. But yeah, we'll hit up the other two apps next week. I hope you guys have a great weekend. I will see you guys on Monday. Hey guys, real quick, just wanted to make you guys aware if you don't already know about this. Every Tuesday night, Autumn and I get on Facebook live at 8:15 Central Standard Time for about a half an hour. And man, we just answer questions. We have an open discussion about all things fitness, finance, and faith. And we've been doing this for all of 2018, and it's been a lot of fun, and we really look forward to it every week. And so I wanted to make you guys aware and invite you guys to join us on the next Tuesday. You know, as your schedule permits, man. I mean, we're all busy. We're all super busy. And so just pop in for a few minutes, you know, just kind of be a casual observer or bring a question or a comment or an issue or whatever. Facebook Live every Tuesday night, 8:15 Central Standard Time. I will see you guys there.